Hi, my name's Gráinne Cnoll, and this audio clip provides a commentary for the file called cnolljiskoverview.pdf. This file is about our Open University Learning Design Initiative, and it provides you with a quick overview to the work that we're doing. I suggest that you might want to listen to this audio clip whilst browsing through the PDF at the same time. I'll try and indicate where I am in the PDF by mentioning the title at the top. So this is an initiative, the Open University Learning Design Initiative, which has been going for about a year and a half now. And to date, it's been funded through strategic funding from the Open University. But recently, we've just also got one of the JISC curriculum design programme projects. And we've just started that, which will be complementing the work we've been doing so far. So what's the core focus of the work that we're doing? The emphasis really is on looking at designing for learning, and it's really about that central point, helping teachers make better use of technologies. The emphasis is very much about activity and not content. So I think there's been a shift in recent years away from the notion of learning objects to looking at activities as the focus of understanding. It's about how we can help teachers design their activities effectively for their students, making very good use of the different technologies that are available. But it's also about describing and representing designs. We've done a lot of work in the last few years looking at this, because only by doing that can we get to the final point on this slide, which is about sharing ideas and designs and helping to guide and improve practice generally. So these are two of the kind of key areas we've been working at, looking at how we can represent design, how we can make it more explicit, and also how we can share ideas. Two of the other presentations in the conference that we've got for you are around our tool Compendium LD, which is for visualising designs, and our social networking site for designs, CloudWorks. So going on to the next slide about aspiration, what are we trying to do? Why do we think learning design as an area to research and to try and improve is so important? Well, really the central thing is about trying to provide more innovative approaches to what we do as teachers, to try and improve the learning experience for our students. And really there are four aspects to this, in terms of providing different kind of guidance to teachers to help them make sense of what technologies can do, to help them to learn from what others have been doing, to help them think and be creative in what they're doing, to help them look at how they can reuse existing designs that they've already produced or that others have produced, and to help them both share what they're doing and to pick and share and use what other people have done. So we see learning design not in a very narrow, strict perspective of learning design in terms of the technical IMS definition, but more about designing for learning. And really, it's about guiding the design of learning activities in different ways, about making things more explicit in terms of describing and sharing and representing designs. And it's about helping teachers to come up with new ways of thinking about and innovating to enhance student experience. So on to a summary of the Open University Learning Design Initiative itself. There are a number of key components to this, and I think that the two central blue texts there are important. Firstly, design is a very complex process. So our approach is very much based on trying to continually understand what is happening with design through gathering a range of empirical evidence. And that constantly feeds into our tool developments. So we've got an iteration between better understanding of the design process through interviews with teachers, through observing what happens in our workshops and activities and events, through focus groups, through a whole range of different kind of activities to gather evidence about how teachers go about design, what are the barriers, what are the issues, what are they looking for, what are the ways in which we can improve what they're doing. And that feeding into the tool development. And as I mentioned earlier, in particular, we've got two tools at the moment, a tool for visualising designs, Compendium LD, and a tool for sharing ideas, the CloudWorks site. Number of people involved in the initiative, Andrew Brasher is our technical lead on the Compendium LD work. Paul Clark was our Pro Vice-Chancellor, and I'm very pleased to say he's now working with us as a researcher in this area, and Paul is particularly interested in the learner experience perspective. Simon Cross, who's been involved in gathering a lot of the interview data and also is the project manager for the work. Martin Weller, who brings the Web 2 perspective in terms of how we can understand new technologies and beyond. Juliet White, who's been the technical lead on the CloudWorks site, and Perry Williams, who's been helping us over the summer in terms of gathering materials and case studies to populate the CloudWorks site with. So all of this feeds into a whole range of activities, trials, events, workshops, etc., and also an evolving set of materials and resources. And in the orientation guide that you've got within the conference, there's a set of activities which we've adapted from this range of things for you to try out and experience yourself. So the next slide, entitled Ask the User, really goes to the heart of our approach. We feel very much that we don't really understand the design process properly. We can't just go off on our own and come up with the perfect learning design tool, the perfect specification for a learning design tool. We think it's more complex than that, and therefore we're keen to develop tools and resources, get them out there, see how people are using them, and then adapt in light of that. And already we've had some surprises with that, this in terms of users using the things we produced in ways that we didn't quite expect. Here's some pictures of a range of different activities we've run. We've run a lot of events, obviously, within the university, within the Open University, but also internationally. We've run events and activities and workshops in Cyprus, in Portugal, in Greece, also as far away as Canada. We've run events at various conferences to get views and activities. And some of the slides there are not just workshops where users are testing out the tools and resources we're producing, but sometimes also expert groups where we're getting peers to come and help us either with brainstorming the vision for the design of new tools or helping us deal with some of the kind of challenges we're doing. So the evidence base we're gathering is very rich. We've got a range of case studies. We gathered over 44 case studies of the use of VLE tools in the university. So that's giving us a good, rich understanding of how teachers are using tools differently. What are they doing in business with wikis, for example, or how are nurse practitioners using e-portfolio systems. We've carried out 12 interviews where we've been focusing on the design process. What are teachers doing? What do they understand by design? How do they go about their designs? What do they use to support that? Where do they get ideas and resources? Where do they go to for help? How do they represent their designs in different ways? And what are the barriers? What are the issues they're facing? We're also following one course in depth over its lifespan to try and get a better understanding of the design cycle. We have future visioning workshops in terms of tool development and also generally a kind of evolving rolling programme of workshops and activities to trial and to evaluate. And as I mentioned before, you'll get a chance to use some of those through the activities in the orientation guide. Just to share with you some of the findings from the interviews, the two key things is that teachers do see a value in sharing and communicating designs. They do think that's important. The question is how. Also, that teachers are very much informed by practice, not by esoteric theories. They don't sit down and start to think, oh, I'm going to adopt a constructivist approach, or I'm going to use Kolb's learning cycle, etc. They're very much informed by the everyday practice of what they've done before, thinking about what they're going to be doing, what kind of students they've got, what level, what kind of learning outcomes do they want to generate, what kind of resources they might already have in mind to incorporate, some inkling of the activities they're going to get the students to do, the tools, etc. So it's a kind of very mixed, messy, creative kind of process. So the findings to date are very much that design is a very messy, creative, iterative process, and therefore any tools, resources, etc., that try to model that need to take that into account. Linear, step by step, you do this and you do that. Design tools are just not going to cut it. They're not going to work. And a lot of the routes to trying to make sense of this are haphazard. There's an element of serendipity here. They might talk to a colleague in the corridor, which might give them an idea for something. They might stumble across something else that somebody else has done that's interesting at a conference, etc. There's no one perfect design tool or approach. And that's very, we've taken that very much to heart in the work that we're doing. And we're trying to adopt a kind of pick and mix set of tools, approaches and resources to try and match individual interests and preferences. Sharing is clearly useful. It's valued, it's recognised, it's important, but it's still clear that it's difficult. So although when you talk to teachers, they'll say, yeah, give me some examples, give me some case studies in my area. When you do give them that, they say, that's not quite what I wanted. We've also got a better understanding through the interviews of the different levels of design, the different kind of levels of granularity, and that design is very different at different stages in the design life cycle. So the design of brainstorming for a new idea for a course is very different to when a course is just about to go live, or when you're tweaking and changing your designs, reflecting on feedback for users. Visualisation is recognised as being important and has been perhaps undervalued so far, and that's, of course, the work that we're doing with the Compendium LD tool. Now, all these different approaches, textual, visual, different models, are all valuable in different ways, all have pros and cons. So we've now got a better picture of the whole design life cycle, from the initial visioning of an activity or a course through to the gathering of interesting ideas or activities or resources or the ways in which tools might be used, to the teacher then moving to putting this all together and choreographing, if you like, the learning activity that the students are going to be doing, the running it in terms of going live, then evaluating and reflecting on feedback from students, and then adapting and in light of that. So there's a kind of timeline from course conception through course delivery to course refinement. And also there are levels of granularity, small, isolated learning activities, which may be an hour in length, through to whole blocks of course material, which might be a number of weeks or months, through up to the course level. And the design focus will be different, the needs of the design will be different at these different levels of granularity. So that's given you a quick overview of what we're doing. Further information is available from our Learning Design Initiative site, ouldi.open.ac.uk, which will give you a quick, concise summary of what we're doing. The visualisation tool Compendium LD is available from the compendiumld.open.ac.uk site. That will give you information on Compendium LD and instructions on how to download the tool. Paul Clark and Simon Cross have produced a very nice little slide cast of their use of Compendium to produce one learning activity, so it's a nice example to walk through. And finally, our Cloudworks site for sharing designs is available at cloudworks.open.ac.uk. So thanks very much for listening.